As Sam was folding napkins in the dining room, Mrs. Littlefield's maid, Molly, approached him.
"Mrs. Littlefield would like to see you," she said.
"Very good," Sam said. "Where will I find her?"
"In her rooms," Molly said.
Sam laid his work aside and went up to see what Mrs. Littlefield wanted. "Yes, Mrs. Littlefield, how may I serve you?"
"I just wanted a word with you," she said. "How are you doing on the job?"
"Very well. Things are going smoothly."
"Are you married, Arthur?"
she asked as she lounged on her chaise chair. Sam remembered what Betsy Chandler had told him. "No, I'm single." Had Sam imagined she looked crestfallen?
"Oh, well, you're excused. When Mr. Taylor comes, just send him up, will you?"
"Yes, ma'am," Sam said and left the room. A few hours later, Mr. Taylor came and Sam let him go up to Mrs. Littlefield's rooms. He was going from room to room putting out the lamps when another knock sounded at the door, which was highly unusual. Sam hurried over to answer the door and opened it to find a woman standing there who pushed her way into the house and started for the stairs.
"Excuse me, ma'am, but you can't go up there."
She turned and smiled.
"I'm Mrs. Littlefield's sister. I always barge in on her. She's used to it," she continued up the stairs.
Sam shrugged. He'd just finished extinguishing the lamps when he heard an ear-shattering scream and then an equally loud gunshot. Sam ran to the foot of the stairs, trying to decide if he should interfere, when the woman who'd claimed to have been Mary Littlefield's sister came running down the stairs and out of the front door. Right behind her was Mr. Taylor, buttoning his breeches as he ran. He opened the door, yelling,
"Thelma! Thelma, stop this instant!"
Sam decided he no longer liked this job.